Hey moms, welcome to episode 8. I am so excited to share that today I have my first guest interview, and this is with Sandra K. Chambers. And if you have kids a little bit older in elementary school, like pretty much ages 8 through 12 or even younger, this is the podcast that you need to listen to today. So thanks for tuning in. Hello, moms. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot Podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock, and be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. I am so excited to share with you my first special guest, Sandra K. Chambers. I am so glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your new podcast, which I think is great.
Well, you know what, Sandra? I have loved reading your book. I've got your first book, Lord, It's Boring, in my prayer closet, How to Revitalize Your Prayer Life. And I read that and it really did change my prayer life. And I love that you have a personal motto to pray often, inspire others, create beauty. I love that you're teaching moms to pray.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I wrote that book back in 2014 when I knew nothing about publishing, but I just knew God wanted me to write it. And, you know, I've had the privilege of leading small groups and women's groups using that study. In fact, right now we're doing it in our home group. So I'm glad that you were blessed by it.
Yes. Well, I love that you write blogs to help kids and adults understand how much God loves them and has a purpose for their life, because I think in today's world, that is so missing, the power of prayer, you know?
Yes.
Well, I have some great news to brag on about Sandra. So moms, she has a very new book. Go ahead and tell us about your new book, The Fingerprint Devotions, 40 devotions that help you realize you are a kid uniquely created for God and for a purpose. Tell us about from ages 8 to 12. So all you 8 to 12-year-old moms, this is the book for you. Tell us a little bit about your book, Sandra.
The book helps kids discover their worth, which I think is so important today, because so many kids don't have a purpose or a value in their life. So each of the devotional has a fun scientific fact about fingerprints, because fingerprints are so unique. No one in the world has the same fingerprint. And if kids can realize that, you know, no one in the world is like them, but they have a unique purpose for their life. So the book has a fun fingerprint fact, a scripture, a devotion, and then a fun journal question or some kind of creative activity they can do. And it ends with a prayer. And it's divided into 4 sections. The first one talks about person's creation and uniqueness. And the second one, their identity in Christ and accepting Jesus. The third one about developing the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. And then the fourth one, discovering the gifts and talents that God has given them to serve others and live a purposeful life. I actually started writing this book during COVID because I ran across some fun facts about fingerprints, and I just felt God was saying, write those facts down. I had no idea it was going to be a book at the time, but I feel like he gave me this idea to use the facts in the children's devotional. So I began pairing them with the scripture, and I wrote a short devotional about the theme, and it just kind of grew, you know, just morphed into this devotional. And it's like, of all the things I've ever written, I feel like God did this. You know, it's like I look back and I think, wow, where did this come from? But I just feel like, you know, God told me to write this down and it all came together, got a publisher and it's out. And I'm just so blessed when I hear from kids or parents or grandparents that they've given this book to their child and that it's blessing them.
Oh, 100%.
Is that they just come to know God or come to know God better and know that they have a purpose for their life.
Oh, amen. And what's really fun, I have to brag on Sandra. Okay, her book, this Fingerprint Devotions, this is a finalist for the Sela Awards. And this is in the Christian General Christian Book category. Hers is under the Devotion tab. But to be a finalist in the CELA Awards, Sandra, congrats. That's a really big deal.
Thank you so much. It just really blesses me.
And it just came out. So I think every parent, if you have a child between the ages of 8 and 12, I mean, this needs to go in the Easter basket for sure, because it's just a great, unique way for a child to see their uniqueness in God. Another question I have for you, too. I love what you're doing with your partnering in your ministry with Seven Homes. Tell us a little bit how you're using your book to partner with Seven Homes and how you're working that through.
Yes, I just felt when I was writing the book that I wanted to partner with some organization or someone to get the book into hands of kids who weren't necessarily raised in Christian homes and wouldn't have access to the book. So I was praying about it. And then one Sunday at our church, we had a ministry Sunday where the different ministries that our church supports put tables out and you can go and find out about their ministry. Well, Seven Homes, which is a North Carolina-based Christian foster and adoption agency, had a table there. So I started talking with them, and it's just something in my spirit just said, this is it. So I decided I wanted to donate some books to their ministry, because they put a Bible and some necessities in a bag that they give to new foster kids. Sometimes these kids have to be taken out of their home immediately and they don't have anything with them. So they were going to put my devotional into those bags. And they're also using them for their summer camps that they have for foster kids. So wonderful. When I did my book launch online and when I have live events, I have a box and I ask people, would you like to donate, purchase a book and donate it to Seven Homes? Because these books, they've already told me about their summer camps and I may get to go up and meet some of the foster kids at one of their camps and do some devotional activities with them. So I'm so excited that that's happening. I'm just really excited, and sign their books. So you can actually go on Amazon. There's a link where you can donate directly from Amazon.com and it will be sent, mailed to them directly if you'd like to donate a book. And perhaps Jennifer will put that in the notes too, where you can do that.
Absolutely. And you know, when you're talking, Sandra, I was just picturing a child at camp who doesn't know the Lord and is just sitting there and receives this book and just gets their identity and just how the veil is lifted. I mean, you're going to be, I feel that this book will change lives of, you know, these children, and they will remember that when they're adults, they'll remember about the time when they first discovered the Lord through the Fingerprint Devotion book that you have. And this is, you know, you may not know the kids that you impact, but you know, in heaven, you'll find out, and God will be writing their story with this book leading the way. So congratulations on that. That's exciting.
Thank you. And that is my prayer. You know, awards are great and all of that, but I keep saying, God, keep my motivation with your motivation, which is why I wrote the book, to help kids know the Lord or grow in the Lord. So it is so exciting.
Absolutely. So parents, moms, if you know anybody ages 8 through 12, and you can even get it a little bit younger and be read along with them.
I hear a lot of families doing it as family devotions. So if a family does it and they read the devotions to the kids, any age can really probably benefit, you know, even a little younger.
Oh, I love that. I'm picturing some families right now. I'm going to tag when I put this up. But so listeners, I want to let you know that I will have Sandra's purchase link on my information for my show notes. And also, I wanted to let you know also, she has 5-Minute Parenting Podcast that's also on Apple and Spotify too. So if you're interested in hearing more of Sandra, and she has so many great guests on her podcast, and I've been sharing on her podcast, and this is her first time on mine, my first guest. And I thank you again for that, Sandra. But I think, you know, with us supporting each other and with our network of moms, I mean, it's just a win-win for our audiences.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on today.
You are so welcome, Sandra. Thank you so much. And I hope everyone learned a lot. And the Fingerprint Devotions, this is the book that you need to get for your Easter basket and baptism, confirmations, even young little ones. So I will be sharing that information on my information here. And thank you so much for being here today, Sandra.
Thank you for having me.
We'll talk later. Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.